When Joanna Jagger launched the first ever Empower Her event in Vancouver a few years ago, word quickly spread up the sea to Sky Highway. Teresa Lambert, then general manager of the Nita Lake Lodge, gave Jagger a ring. She said, "Hey, why are we only doing this event in Vancouver? We want it up in Whistler," explained Clea Cosman, director of events at Worth, Women of Recreation, Tourism and Hospitality. That phone call signified that there was a need for this sort of community building around the province, said Cosman. It also led to the second ever Empower Her event, which drew more than 120 attendees to the Nita Lake Lodge in the fall of 2018, and lit the fuse that turned those grassroots, one-off events into Worth. The volunteer-run nonprofit was incorporated in 2018, becoming the sole society in BC focused on helping women in the recreation, tourism and hospitality industries advance their careers. Worth aspires to develop a community of confident women who are able to accelerate into leadership roles in these industries, said Cosman. That's based on challenges we see across the board. We've just gone through this pandemic, and obviously things like the labor shortage is such a concern that we're still dealing with, especially in communities like Whistler. The reason why we do what we do is to invigorate those who are still in the hospitality industry, and also making sure that we're retaining women. Worth finally makes its return to Whistler next week when its Empower Her event kicks off at the Hilton Resort & Spa on Thursday evening, May 4th. It's the fourth and final event in a sold-out series that also stopped in Kelowna, Victoria and Vancouver this year. The event will begin with a networking mingle at 5:30 p.m., before the hour-long panel discussion gets underway at 6:30. The four-woman panel will include locals Jackie Dickinson, Whistler Community Services Society Executive Director, and Priyanka Lewis, CEO of Brickworks, alongside profitable hospitality strategist Caroline Bagnall and Veronica Smith, Senior IT Director of Hospitality and Retail for Vail Resorts. Liza Wally, General Manager at the Brew Creek Center, will host the discussion. Though women make up the majority of BC's workforce in all three of these industries, as you get higher up into managerial positions, that percentage gets less and less, said Cosman. Less than 20% are in general management roles and less than 8% are in board positions. I want the women who attend these events to walk away inspired by the panelists that they listen to and that are paving the way and removing barriers for women that want to succeed in these industries, and to walk away having it feel like a celebration of our industries and feeling inspired. After a 30-minute Q&A session with panelists, attendees can network for another hour before making their way to Stonesedge for an after-party at 9 p.m. That nightcap is a first for Worth, said Cosman, stemming from a partnership it has inked with Gibbons for the upcoming event. We know in Whistler people like to have a good time, said Cosman. But for her, the networking part of it is so important. That's the portion of the evening where women who are still up and coming in their industries can meet major players in their field, she said. There's such high-caliber people in the room that it can be completely door-opening for them, Cosman added. An online silent auction in conjunction with the event will also raise funds for Worth, with bidding now open to both attendees and the general public. In addition to hosting events, Worth provides leadership resources like skills training and a mentorship program. General admission tickets for Thursday evening's event are $50, or $40 for students. Cosman said the venue's capacity could accommodate up to 200 people, but expects to see the crowd fall somewhere within the 100 to 150 range. Tickets are available for purchase at worthassociation.com/empower-her-whistler-2023. Organizers are offering a discount for peak readers. Use the code PEAK25 for 25% off ticket costs.